Ananias. He made it possible for Christianity to continue, to thrive, and to grow. Without Ananias, who knows what would have happened? And it happened because he went and prayed with a really bad guy. Ananias had been one who followed Jesus when he was here on earth, and he was continuing to be a disciple after Jesus' resurrection. According to the tradition of the Orthodox Church, he had been one of the 70 apostles sent out in pairs in mission to the surrounding areas. When they returned from their trip, they were filled with joy and said, from Luke 10:17, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." Not all scholars agree that it's possible to name any of the 70 who were sent out. But the idea that Ananias had been with Jesus since before the crucifixion and resurrection makes sense in the context of today's Bible reading. Ananias, who was living in Damascus, had a vision from God. In it, God instructed him to go find Saul of Tarsus and to pray with him so that he would regain his sight. Are you kidding, God? This is one really bad man. This is one powerful and bad man. I'm going to use him to tell others about me. Ananias, likely a little bit skeptical, but okay. Ananias got another chance to listen. Ananias gave Saul another chance. I wonder why we don't hear more about Ananias. He's a pivotal person in the history of Christianity. So let's back up a little bit to the part of the story that you're more familiar with. Saul of Tarsus was on a mission. He was out to stop any who belonged to the Way, an early name for Christianity. He was out to stop them from preaching about a Messiah who could not possibly be real. There had been too many claims, and none of the supposed Messiahs turned out to be real. There was a Pharisee named Gamaliel. He was a rabbi who respected, he was well respected by all the people. When the council was considering how to stamp out this new group of Jesus followers, the Way, he said that they should be cautious. The council were considering putting Peter and the apostles to death. Gamaliel argued that if what Peter and the apostles were teaching wasn't true, it wouldn't last. But if what they were teaching was true, there was no way to stop it. Saul was a student of Rabbi Gamaliel. However, he wasn't so cautious. Saul was on a mission to destroy the Way. He didn't want people to be confused and misled by false teaching. Think about truth and lasting power in our society. It seems as though untruths told over and over again by an increasing amount of people become the thing that goes on both unchecked and unstoppable. Can truth ultimately win? Anyway, I digress. Saul, the driven student of Rabbi Gamaliel, had an encounter on the road to Damascus. Suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you'll be told what to do." Saul, who was more commonly known as Paul, Saul is his Hebrew name. Paul is his Greek name. It isn't one is his bad name and the other is his good name. They're both his name. Saul, Paul, met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and now he was blind and probably very hungry after 3 days. Ananias found Saul, prayed, saw things like scales fall off of Saul's eyes, baptized him. The Bible didn't say it was Ananias that did the baptism, but it would make sense that he did. Got him some food. Remember, he would have been hungry. And then helped Saul to begin a ministry for Jesus instead of against him. Both Ananias and Saul were dedicated. Both Ananias and Saul were committed to God. Both Ananias and Saul had experiences that unexpectedly changed the path they were on and led them to do something that seemed wrong. Both got another chance. Have you ever had a sense that God was calling you to do something or leading you in a certain direction, and all you could really think of in that regard was, "Are you kidding? I can't ask that person to join in person or online church. I can't serve on a committee. I can't do things differently than the way I've already always known." I can't have a conversation with that person. They're completely unreasonable. But that would make me have to question all the times I've done it this way and I knew I was right. That's for someone older. That's for someone younger. But wait, that's not fair. I don't have a blinding encounter with Jesus. I didn't have that. I didn't have a vision where God told me to do something. How am I supposed to know what to do when I get these unexpected ideas about something to do and I don't know if it's God who is leading me or it's not God who's leading me? Follow your instincts to do good. Follow your instincts to treat people with respect and dignity. Follow your instincts to choose love over hate or indifference. Follow your instincts to treat everyone the way you would like to be treated. And what happens when you fail? You get to try again. Fail again? Try again. Fail miserably? Try again. Follow your instincts to do good. Follow your instincts to treat people with respect and dignity. Follow your instincts to choose love over hate or indifference. Follow your instincts to treat everyone the way you would like to be treated. With all you meet, every encounter, move forward as people of compassion, love, community, hope, justice, equality, and reconciliation. Try again when you fail. Live out love every day. Live forward. Amen.